Ja, es ist eigentlich eine Routinesache gewesen. Wir haben 2010 mit einer.
It was supposed to be a routine job. In 2010, a big excavation that was expected to take several years was begun in front of Berlin's Rotes Rathaus, the Red City Hall, right in the heart of the city. A new subway line was being built and, as you would expect, extensive excavations were necessary in preparation.
Unser Ziel war eigentlich, dass wir die Spuren der Stadt Berlin vom Mittelalter bis 1945, also freilegen, dokumentieren.
Our aim was actually to expose traces of the city of Berlin from the Middle Ages to 1945, to document them and then to recover any artifacts.
Cables and the other lines were laid first, and it was during this task in January 2010 that the first object was found, a round bronze head.
To a certain extent, we should be very indebted to the driver of the excavator who found this first head somewhere in January 2010, although it was really hard to recognize because it was heavily covered in a natural mortar. I can show you a photograph. I held it in my hand and then I thought to myself, this isn't just some arts and crafts or a cheap object. It was a heavy bronze statue and it was already clear to me that it was a work of fine art.
At that time, we still regarded it as a single find. It was stripped off the mortar covering, cleaned and roughly identified, while we contemplated how it might be possible that it ended up at this place, how it might be connected to an artist or what it represented. But we did not get much further. So, for all intents and purposes, it was an isolated discovery that had not yet set us on the right trail.
Und wir waren aber dann schon ein bisschen sensibilisiert, obwohl wir noch nicht wussten.
We were already a bit concerned, although we did not yet know that we were dealing with an off-premises location of the Propaganda Museum, where entartete Kunst, the so-called degenerate art of the 1930s and 40s, had been collected. At first we thought it must have been private property of a collector whose house had been destroyed and had thereby burnt or damaged the works of art.
Dann Then, in August 2010, the backhoe returned to clear free the actual excavation site. Our usual procedure is that the backhoe removes the debris to the floor level of the basement. Much of Berlin was heavily hit and destroyed in World War II. This means that backfilled basements show up everywhere, because after the war everything was simply leveled. So, as soon as you go deep enough with a spade or pull up the sidewalk, you run into an old basement full of backfill. You usually find a jumble of walls that have fallen on top of each other, and sometimes iron materials and the supports are mixed in, so that there really is no other choice but to dig it out.
Und wir wussten auch damals immer noch nicht die ganze Geschichte.
At the time, we still didn't know the whole story. It is really important to understand that it was not until 2011 when it became clear, little by little, that these were objects given up by German museums and confiscated as degenerate art. They were supposed to be put up for sale, but why they did not find any collectors remains a mystery. They were not earmarked to be destroyed. Instead, the Nazis intended to make money with them. Yes, in the late 1930s, quite a lot of what was known as degenerate art was sold to the USA, France and elsewhere.
Entartete Kunst verkauft worden, nach USA und Frankreich und sonst wohin.